in the limelight.
President Joe Biden will withdraw American combat troops from Afghanistan by 11th of September, declaring an end to the nation's longest war and overruling warnings from his military advisers that the departure could prompt a resurgence of the same threats that sent hundreds of thousands of troops into combat over the past 20 years. The article you're about to hear has been written by the New York Times journalists Helen Cooper, Thomas Gibbons Neff, and Eric Schmidt. The piece is titled, Biden to Withdraw All Combat Troops from Afghanistan by 11th of September. President Joe Biden will withdraw American combat forces from Afghanistan by 11th of September this year, declaring an end to the nation's longest war and overruling warnings from his military advisers that the departure could prompt a resurgence of the same threats that sent hundreds of thousands of troops into combat over the past 20 years. In rejecting the Pentagon's push to remain until Afghanistan security forces can assert themselves against the Taliban, Joe Biden forcibly stamped his views on a policy he has long debated but never controlled. Now, after years of arguing against an extended American military presence in Afghanistan, the president is doing things his way, with a deadline set for the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. A senior Biden administration official said the president had come to believe that a conditions-based approach would mean that American troops would never leave Afghanistan. President Biden's decision would pull all American troops out of Afghanistan some 20 years after former President George W. Bush ordered an invasion after the September 11 attacks on New York and the Pentagon. The war was launched with widespread international support, but it became the same long, bloody, unpopular slog that forced the British to withdraw from Afghanistan in the 19th century and the former Soviet Union to retreat in the 20th century. Nearly 2,400 American troops have died in Afghanistan in a conflict that has cost about $2 trillion. Mr. Biden's Democratic supporters in Congress praised the withdrawal, even as Republicans said it would risk American security. The United States went into Afghanistan in 2001 to defeat those who attacked the U.S. on 9/11, Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, said in a statement. It is now time to bring our troops home, maintain humanitarian and diplomatic support for a partner nation, and refocus American national security on the most pressing challenges we face. John Saltz, an Iraq War veteran and chairman of the Progressive Veterans Group, Vote Vets, said, words cannot adequately express how huge this is for troops and military families who have weathered deployment after deployment with no end in sight for the better part of two decades. President Biden's decision drew fire from Republicans. This is a reckless and dangerous decision, said Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, the ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Senator Inhofe said, arbitrary deadlines would likely put our troops in danger, jeopardize all the progress we've made, and lead to civil war in Afghanistan, and create a breeding ground for international terrorists. Former President Donald J. Trump had set a withdrawal deadline of 1st of May, but he was known for announcing and reversing a number of significant foreign policy decisions, and Pentagon officials continued to press for a delay. President Biden, who has long been skeptical of the Afghan deployment, spent his first 3 months in office assessing that timeline. The Afghan central government is unable to halt Taliban advances, and American officials offer a grim assessment of prospects for peace in the country. Still, American intelligence agencies say they do not believe Al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups pose an immediate threat to strike the United States from Afghanistan. That assessment has been critical to the Biden administration as it decided to withdraw most of the remaining U.S. forces from the country. A senior Biden administration official said the troop withdrawal would begin before 1st of May and conclude before the symbolic date of 11th of September. Any attacks on withdrawing NATO troops, the official said, would be met with a forceful response. Meanwhile, Taliban leaders have long pledged that any breach of the deadline means that their forces will again be attacking American and coalition troops. Under a withdrawal deal negotiated during the Trump administration, the Taliban mostly stopped these attacks, but in past weeks, they have rocketed American military bases in Afghanistan, particularly in the south and east of the country. In public statements on Tuesday, 13th of April, Taliban leaders focused not on President Biden's decision for a full withdrawal from Afghanistan, leaving behind a weak central government that has proved incapable of halting insurgent advances around the country, but rather on the fact that the Biden administration was going to miss the 1st of May deadline. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mojahed, speaking on local Afghan television, said, "We're not agreeing with the delay after the 1st of May. Any delay after 1st of May is not acceptable to us." The American-led war in Afghanistan was won and lost several times over the past two decades. The initial campaign, in which relatively small numbers of special operation forces partnered with local Afghan militias supported by American airstrikes, was quickly successful in forcing Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders to flee, mostly into neighboring Pakistan, by late 2001 and early 2002. Many military analysts praised the mission as a good example of planning and war fighting. But then the war evolved and expanded from a counterterrorism mission to one devoted to nation building. But the inability to create effective local security forces in Afghanistan allowed the Taliban to stage a comeback, prompting a significant surge of foreign troops back into the country starting in 2009, an effort that effectively amounted to a second invasion of Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the Biden administration officials are saying that the United States would reposition American troops in the region to keep an eye on Afghanistan and the Taliban, and would hold the Taliban to a commitment that there would not be a re-emergence of a terrorist threat on American or Western interests from Afghanistan. But it was unclear what that meant or how far those repositioned forces would go to protect, for example, the fragile Afghan government or Afghanistan's national security forces. The Biden administration officials are saying that some troops would remain in the country to protect American diplomatic presence in Afghanistan, a standard practice. Joe Biden's top aides have said he's keenly aware of the risk of a total security collapse transpiring in Kabul, the Afghan capital, if all Western troops leave the country, and he has privately described a fall of Saigon scenario as haunting. But in private meetings in recent weeks, the president has also questioned whether the small remaining contingent of American forces can accomplish anything after 20 years, during which almost 800,000 US troops have been deployed to Afghanistan, or whether it will ever be possible to bring them home. The cost for the war and reconstruction effort is estimated at about $2 trillion.